Pratt Film Radio. This is Chiara Nicoletti from the 32nd Torino International Film Festival, and today I have the honor of having here with me Susanne Beer, director of A Second Chance, screening here in the Movable Feast, and a film that she presented first at Toronto Film Festival. So welcome, thank you for being with us, Susanne.
Thank you.
So that after the Oscar for Best Foreign Film for In a Better World, you officially got into Hollywood, and you, in terms of productive system, and you did two, let's say, American films in terms of obviously in production. I'm talking about Love Is All You Need and Serena, and now you're back to shooting and directing a film in your country. Did you feel like the urge and the necessity to come back to your roots and shoot a film in Denmark, considering that, especially in this film, the film talks about universal themes that you could have portrayed in some other countries?
I mean, I never intended not to come back and make a Danish film. I mean, I always said, and I always maintained that I was going to, you know, I enjoy both. I found it thrilling and exciting making English language movies, but also I find it important to keep making Danish films. So, I mean, I think the way that films are financed in Europe lends itself naturally to deal with slightly more complicated themes, and this one is no exception.
Yes, I totally agree with you. There are a lot of American films that I've watched that I think that I would have liked most if they were treated by European directors, because they sometimes have a different approach in treating universal themes, as I was saying. Since a film is a thriller, we with my colleague, we like to call it a thriller of the soul.
But I don't really agree with it being a thriller. I do think it's a drama with thriller risk elements. I really don't think it's a thriller. And I think, because I think thrillers this one is driven by characters. I think in general, thriller would be driven by the plot and then possibly having strong characters. So I actually don't agree with that definition at all.
Yeah, that's why I was mentioning soul. I mean, because it's... Yeah. But I think for me it's very difficult to introduce the film to our listeners without risking to spoil it. So I would like you to...
No, I think you better do it, because I'm also scared of spoiling it, so I also have a heart attack. You know, you can say that it's about a policeman who steals a baby. That much you can say. And then it's very much about how far you want to go for someone or something you love. And it's and it sort of questions that and deals with that in many sort of ways.
And it also reflects, the film reflects and it forces us to reflect on what it really means to be, for example, a good parent, a good mother. And this way, for me at least, it makes you think about it. I mean, that the protagonists, the mothers in this film are always questioned. And then it also makes us think about how belonging, you know, in your mind, belonging to a wealthy social class, or having economic stability, for example, a good economical condition in some people's mind, might automatically mean that you're capable of being a good parent.
You know, it certainly questions our prejudices about parenthood, and it certainly questions like all the notions about who's a good mom, who's a bad mom. I think what it more importantly deals with is that it actually deals with fatherhood, and it actually sort of addresses, which I haven't seen any movie dealing with in that respect. It actually takes very serious a father's strong emotional tie to his baby. And I think, you know, that it's kind of a mother is a kind of iconic figure, and whereas fathers have a much more sort of frivolous, traditionally described relationship with their kids. And this one doesn't do that. And I think that's part of the things which makes it very different from anything else.
in your director's notes, you say that your the main purpose of a director should be like to transmit and portray the humanity in the characters and to generate empathy between the characters and the audience. And I think you can feel that looking at the protagonist's choices. I mean, yes, his choices are clearly, if you want to say clearly, wrong. But in a certain way, you can consider the options. You can make to consider that there might be another way. I mean, even if you know that, because he's acting by following what he thinks it's the right thing to do for a lot of reasons, for this baby's future, for example.
You know, I mean, the movie is about the movie is kind of identifying with him, mm-hmm. and kind of venturing onto his voyage, which is clearly a voyage of things you're not supposed to do, but you still root for him to succeed in this crazy project. And that probably is also part of the thriller element, is that you mm-hmm. kind of have that thing in your stomach going, no, don't do that, and yet you want him to do it.
Yeah, that's... And let's talk about the title, A Second Chance. In my opinion, there are so many second chances that all the protagonists, especially the protagonist and also the bad mother, let's say that, have in front of them. And it's, as you said in the press conference, they sometimes don't see it, that they have it, but there are so many options. What do you think?
I mean, a lot of the characters get a second chance. And it's also about, I think the movie also sort of plays a little bit with the ability to grasp that second chance or not. And I think that, you know, it's a movie which is, it has some kind of very, almost shocking elements, but it's also a movie which has a lot of hope. And a lot of that hope comes from the notion of a second chance.
And I was thinking about, you had done, for example, I don't know if that's correct in terms of production. I mean, Serena came out in Italy, I know, in October. So for us, it's very recent. So I was thinking, when did you start, what's the genesis of A Second Chance? When did you start to conceive it?
It's actually it happened quite fast. I think we shot it exactly a year ago. Actually, I think we started on the 26th or 25th of November of last year. So that's when we started shooting it. So it's, conceived about. We started the script half a year before, maybe.
Okay. And what was the general idea? What did you have in mind? What did you want to, express in this? What was the...
The main idea was to make a movie about someone, and that is the character played by Nikolaj Coster-Waldau from Game of Thrones, who does something which is really, really outrageous, and we can't help wanting for him to succeed. That was kind of, I think that is the core of what we wanted, and I think that's still the core of the movie.
Thank you, Susanne Vier, for being here with us, and good luck with the film.
Thank you very much.
And this is Chiara Nicoletti from Torino 32 for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio.
24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.